much exercise we should do. Well, no wonder. New figures show almost, would you believe, half of all adults in the UK haven't walked for even 30 minutes a week. The Olympian Greg White is a world-renowned sports scientist and he joins me now. Greg, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pamela. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much indeed. And thank you for joining us here on U105. That, to me, is a staggering figure. That they haven't walked for 30 minutes for at least a week?
Yeah. I mean, to put it into context, you have to remember that the UK is the lazy man of Europe. So we're the least active in Europe. And in fact, we have lower activity levels than the United States. So although it is shocking, it shouldn't come as any surprise because we really aren't active in the UK.
That, I mean, I do find it sort of quite surprising that people would rather do the housework than go to the gym. Although, I have to say, if you're doing the housework, surely you could be vigorously hoovering or dusting.
Absolutely, listen, absolutely right. If you're doing the housework, fantastic. That's exactly what you should be doing. I think, you know, what we have to think about is that there are activities in daily life, with things like housework, things like washing the car, things like gardening, are absolutely fantastic activities to be involved in. And we should be doing more and more of that as we possibly can, because actually it is part of daily life. And then, of course, the spectrum of physical activity moves from that all the way up to sport. But really what we're not talking about here is we're not talking about sport. What we're talking about is actually just being active. And I think that's why walking is so important as part of that, because it is something that we can do. We don't require specialist equipment. We don't require a huge amount of time, but we can actually get involved, all of us, without actually having expensive equipment or belonging to a gym or anything like that.
I mean, must admit, I used to go to a gym, and I would be the sort of person, if I don't do the exercise in the morning, then that, you know, I'll make an excuse for the rest of the day. So I would just sort of like fall out of bed into my gear, and I'd be in the gym before I'd even thought about it. And I'd look round at these beautifully turned out, makeup-clad women who don't break a sweat. And I'm looking like Stephen Fry's bag lady.
Do you know what? That's the way to do it. You know, it isn't a fashion break.
No.
But, you know, to be honest with you, though, whatever yanks your chain, because I think actually if it is a fashion parade and that's what gets you to the gym, or that's what gets you out being physically active, then brilliant. And I think that what we want to try and avoid is sort of this stereotype of what physical activity should be. And I think it's whatever it is to you, really. I think the most important thing is do what you're comfortable with, but make sure you do it as much as you possibly can.
Because a lot of people do get intimidated going to the gym, and you're given this whole array of equipment, and you think, oh, I don't know what to do, and then that puts them off. I go walking a couple of times a week with a couple of girlfriends, and we call it therapy, because we sort the problems of the world out while we're out walking.
Absolutely right. I think, you know, one of the great things about activity is that it operates on three levels. One is physical health, and so things like reduction in cardiovascular mortality, things like reduction in cancer. It works on a mental health issue because it improves mood, it reduces depression. But equally, it's about this socialization. It's actually about getting out. It's about meeting people. It's about spending quality time. You're not looking at a screen, you know, when you're actually out walking and you're with friends, you're with family. And you can actually get a really great quality of life just from being outside and just from being with people, with friends, with family. And so for me, you know, this is why stepping is such an important part of what we should be doing.
I was looking at the facts and figures that we've got here, and the UK took 5 billion steps for Steps for Good charity initiative for sport relief. That's tremendous. That's at least a start and something that people can say, well, I was part of that 5 billion.
That's a project that we worked on with Fitbit, and it really is. I mean, it's amazing when you think that there wasn't a huge amount of money that was spent on the marketing and PR of the project, but instantly, as soon as it went out there, as soon as it went out onto social media, people started to engage in it. And what we thought would take quite some period of time to get 5 billion steps took such a short period of time. So I think it does show you that people are willing. But what we really need is just that little bit of a nudge, that little bit of motivation. And I think, you know, the real motivation to some extent for that project is that it was, you know, Steps for Good, because it raised £250,000 for sport relief, which is what Fitbit donated to the project. And that's going to have a fantastic effect on improving people's quality of life who are less fortunate than ourselves. So I think, you know, what we have to think about is that sort of element of motivation, wearing wearable tech makes a big difference. Doing things for charity can be really helpful, but equally just understanding how important physical activity is for our quality of life.
Because I am somebody that does sort of pretty much need a kick in the backside to do things. So it's always nice to have a challenge or set yourself a challenge. Another thing that I was quite surprised about in this research is that we'd sort of automatically assume, I think, that as you get older, you would become less active. But that's not the case. It's actually the under 44s who are the worst culprits, because they say they just it's impatience that, you know, I haven't got time to walk.
You know, it's so true. I mean, physical activity is incredibly important across the lifespan, whether it's from children. And in fact, children need to do more than adults do. They're recommending recommendations of 60 minutes a day as opposed to 30 minutes a day. As we get into an older population, very, very important, particularly around physical activity, particularly around things like strength and mobility and stability. But it's that middle area. You know, it's classic, isn't it, around that sort of 30s and 40s where we are indestructible. You know, that actually life is going to go on forever. And it's not until actually you reach that midlife crisis where suddenly you realize actually, you know, we are rate dependent. And I think that equally, to be fair to that population as well, is that life has become so much easier now in the sense of activity, in that, you know, everybody or a lot of people have got cars. We work in jobs which are non-industrialized now, so they tend to be within the service sector, so there's a lot less physical activity at work. So I think to some extent, society is conspiring to make us less active. And it's in those 20s, 30s, and into the 40s where it really, really is important that we focus our efforts and make sure that people are starting to get active.
And we should point out, it's never too late. If you feel that, oh, heavens, what's the point now? You know, I've never really been active. It's never too late. But start with baby steps. Don't just go, you know, out there and you know, all or nothing type thing. Just take it easy if you haven't been an active person and build up to maybe, you know, maybe you just walk for 5 minutes a day and then up to 10 and 12, 20 and that sort of thing.
Exactly that. You know, that's lovely advice. I mean, the one piece of advice I always say to people is, do more today than you did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I think if you do that, it doesn't have to be that much more. You know, and what that does is enables you to go from where you're currently at. I think don't worry too much about the recommendations, the daily recommendation, 10,000 steps a day, unless you're currently doing 8,000.
Yep.
You know, but if you're doing less than 1,000 a day, 2,000 a day, then actually just think about doing more today than you did yesterday, and you'll be on the right track moving forward.
There's a friend of mine has a poster up in her house. She teaches Pilates and various other things. And the poster just it's of a large, very large person in a big baggy T-shirt who has obviously gone for a bit of a run, sweat lashing off him. And it just says, it doesn't matter how slow you're going, you're still going faster than the person lying on the settee.
Amen to that. and you know what? I mean, I've just finished working with Jo Brand.
What an inspirational woman.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you know, there is somebody that, you know, instantly you'd look at and think, well, she'll never be able to do that. And she did it, you know, 150 miles in 7 days, Humber Bridge to Liverpool. And you know, when we did our first training session together, it was a 3-mile session. It took her 90 minutes. We went up one hill and she had to stop twice going up the hill. Mm-hmm. And 14 weeks later, she walked 150 miles. You know, it just shows you it can be done. You've just got to dedicate yourself to it, get motivated, do it with a friend, and anything is possible.
I just have this mental picture of Jo Brand and you together. And I would imagine you were blushing at some stage at some of her comments in your first training regimes.
We had some fun. Let's put it like that.
Very diplomatic, Greg. Very diplomatic. Listen, we're running a Twitter poll today. We're asking people, are they sofa slobs or fitness fanatics? And I hate to tell you, 64% of our listeners say they're sofa slobs. We're going to have to change that.
Yeah, change it. I tell you, you know, it will empower you. Physical activity. The great thing about physical activity is, particularly the great thing about walking, is it's free. It's one of the only few things in life which is free.
Yes.
That will have a wholly positive effect on your quality of life.
And there's a good Northern Ireland phrase, if you're looking out the window and the weather is just teeming it down, just get yourself well hopped up and you'll be fine. Get yourself covered in clothes and get out there.
No such thing as bad weather, just bad equipment.
Exactly. Listen, Greg, it's been delightful talking to you. Thank you so much indeed. And hopefully we will be a fitter and healthier nation for it.
Here's hoping, Pamela. Cheers.
Thanks very much indeed. Greg White there. Just trying to get us out to get us walking a little bit more. In fact, some of the areas that are mentioned in this survey, it's a quarter of those from Northern Ireland are likely to give up on their fitness goals within a month. Stick with it. Go on. Even if you're not just still striving to do those 10,000 steps, do 8,000. Just keep doing them. That's the main thing.